I knew every twitchel, every alley of that tiny universe had a shortcut and a treetop where I could escape and traverse. I would hear them round the corner and then run in fear and shame whenever I would hear them call that awful, crass nickname. "That you, ghost there! We know you're in there!" And sure enough, I would be, cowering with fear. They called me that in 86, when Maradona fame had sent me down the football field in hope of playing a game. "God, ain't he pale?" remarked a bigger lad. And I was back then, at not quite 10, so didn't think it bad. They all had names, so it felt right in a way to play some kind of part. There was Chalky, well, he was black, and Whiffy, who apparently was constantly letting off farts. So it became a term of endearment, playground banter, nothing spiteful. Casper the Friendly Ghostie didn't seem too bad a title. But then when we went to the Willis School, the banter all turned sour, with a punch in the ribs or a mouthful of lip from a different little urchin each hour. The reverse was the case from the nicer folks' face, for they'd all heard that I was a loser. And no one would choose to schmooze with a dude who's in danger of beats from a bruiser. So what hurt the most, being nicknamed the Ghost, was that I seemed to be invisible. I tried to be funny or pretend I had money, but my efforts were all inadmissible. Now, I'm 6'2", but it's taken a few years to catch up the mind with the body, for at first I saw merely a little boy, not nearly the tall man within my reflection. But now, when I stand, with my loved ones at hand, I see courage, respect, and acceptance.